Well, there was a huge economic as well as radioactive fallout from Japan's nuclear disaster in 2011. The Fukushima explosion halted exports of rice grown in the area. Now those exports have restarted, with some success. A shipment of 300 kilos of rice sold out within 2 days at Singapore's biggest Japanese supermarket. It could all help open up new international markets for Fukushima's struggling farmers. The BBC's Ashley Niem reports from Singapore.
I'm standing at the entrance of Mediya, the only Japanese supermarket in Singapore, and one product is getting a lot of promotion. As soon as you walk through the doors, you can't miss a big sign advertising rice from Fukushima. While many customers just want to get on with their Saturday shopping, others are more curious, and some are even willing to buy it. Shuji Nagoshi is the shop's managing director.
In this test case, we brought in 60 bags, 300 kilograms, and within 24 hours, half of it has been sold already. So I'm expecting it all to be sold by the end of today.
But the proof is in the eating, so a stand has been set up for shoppers to taste the rice for themselves. It's been offered to dozens of people in the time that I've been here, and only about a quarter of them are willing to try it. What do you think of the rice, sir?
Okay, good.
It's natural, it's normal taste.
Would you be worried about eating rice from Fukushima?
No. I mean, if it's... I'm sure they've done enough tests and stuff like that to make sure that it's safe for consumption.
Do you have any worries about eating rice from Fukushima?
No, not at all, because we are from Japan and I don't care about Fukushima or any...
Trade representatives are taking this opportunity by the horns. One official is telling customers that the rice is safe to eat and sticky and sweet. No rice grown in Fukushima has been exported for more than 3 years. But Fukushima's farmers are hoping this campaign could change their fortunes around. The rice on sale here was harvested in Sukugawa City, about 60 kilometres west of the nuclear plant. Akihiko Kikuchi from Japan's National Federation of Agricultural Cooperative Associations insists that it's passed strict tests, both in Japan and here in Singapore. Why did you choose Singapore as your first export market?
Singapore is very strict about food safety, so we hope now it's been approved here, people will realize that it's safe.
At the cashier, I could only find a few shoppers who were buying it. I asked some of them why they did so.
We don't mind the rice made in Fukushima. I like this, so that's why I buy it.
Are you also trying to support the people of Fukushima?
Yeah, I directly. Because I'm Japanese and I'm living in Singapore, so I cannot support directly. So that's why by buying this rice, then I directly support indirectly.
Fukushima's farmers may have a tougher time selling their rice to local Singaporeans. Japanese rice made up less than 1% of Singapore's total rice imports last year. But this campaign is not necessarily about the volume of sales, but winning the approval of buyers in Singapore, which has some of the highest food safety standards in Asia. The farmers believe if they can sell it here, they can sell it anywhere.
Ashley Niam in Singapore.